Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Emogene, E-M-O-G-E-N-E-R, Cutburth, C-U-T-B-U-R-T-H, 1084 Viceroy Drive, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-809-1872. ID is XXX4744, date of birth 8/16/1927, 94-year-old widowed woman. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Safeway, East Avenue, 530-899-02322. It's addressed to Tiffany D. Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N-D, period, O, period, family practice. Below that should say Mission Ranch Primary Care. Below that, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Phone 530-894-0500, fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation in continuity of care for continued treatment of suspected seizure disorder. Subparagraph findings of cerebral atrophy with ischemic microvascular disease. Subparagraph clinical laboratory findings suggesting renal insufficiency. Subparagraph hospital and other records indicating possible UTI at the time of evaluation. New paragraph below that should say normal recording for diagnostic electroencephalogram for age. Dear Dr. Carlson and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Emogene Cutburth for neurological evaluation, who was due to see Dr. Pajmit Singh, MD, for follow-up care after hospitalization at Enloe Medical Center, but declined due to possible adverse vaccination status. New paragraph, she was seen in my office on March 7, 2022 for neurological evaluation, giving a history of having seizure in transport to the hospital and then possibly another seizure after that. Subparagraph, her available records, kindly provided, showed that she had two diagnostic electroencephalograms, one of which was possibly post-ictal and somewhat disorganized, and the other showing a normal frequency record with normal sleep findings and no unusual activating findings. New paragraph. Brain imaging studies completed, including previous CT and apparently angiography, as well as MR, showed ischemic microvascular disease with at least moderate cerebral atrophy. Ex vacuo CSF enlargement However, without evidence of stroke or tumor, new paragraph. Current reported medications list these vertically. Levothyroxine 25 micrograms once daily. Omeprazole 20 milligrams once daily. Keppra 500 milligrams, one twice a day. Amlodipine 2.5 milligrams, one half tablet. As needed if blood pressure greater than 165 systolic. Medicinals and supplements. Centrum Silver, one daily. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams. To assist with iron absorption. 65 milligrams strength iron. Centrum Silver, one daily, if not already mentioned. Medical adverse reactions, sulfur drugs. Past medical history lists this vertically: arthritis, bleeding disorder, cancer, thyroid disease. Next paragraph, infectious disease history. Chickenpox, measles, pneumonia, tonsillitis. New paragraph, review of systems. General, she reports weight loss and forgetfulness. EENT, she reported history of transient dizziness, reduced hearing, epistaxis. She wears eyeglasses. Respiratory, history of pneumonia, 2019 or 220. Cardiovascular, hypertension and history of hypotension. Endocrine, increased dry skin, temperature intolerance to cold, question mark thyroid disease. Gastrointestinal, previous history of black stools, prior history of diarrhea, prior history of rectal bleeding, prior history of ulcer. Genitourinary, she reports nocturia frequency and reduced bladder control. Hematological, she denied delayed healing, difficulty with bleeding, but some bruising while taking aspirin 81 milligrams. Neck, no symptoms reported. A dermatological, history of hives, scheduled to see Dr. O.J. on for evaluation. Female gynecological, no current gynecological symptoms. Height 5 feet 4 inches, weight 110 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 10. Last menstrual period 1968. Hysterectomy for cancer. Last pap smear 1980. Last rectal examination, 2020. She has had urinary tract infections within the last year. She has completed mammography. She has had 6 pregnancies with 6 successful live births. 1947, 1949, 1950, 1952, 1954, 1958. One child born in 1952, history of brain damage. 4 daughters, 2 sons. Sexual function, not currently active. No history of discomfort with intercourse, no history of transmissible disease. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she experiences difficulty walking, quote, sometimes, unquote. She did not answer questions about claudication, varicose veins, or neuromuscular weakness. Mental health, she sometimes feels depressed. She has seen a counselor. Stress has been a problem for her in the past. Neuropsychiatric, no history of seeing a psychiatrist or psychiatric care. She reports a seizure in May of 2021. No history of fainting spells or other paralysis. Personal safety. She lives alone. She reported infrequent falls. Some difficulty with vision and hearing. She has completed an advanced directive. She did not answer questions regarding exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on August 16, 1927. She's 94 years old and right-handed. New paragraph. Her father died at age 56 from a coronary syndrome. Mother died at age 81 with kidney failure and diabetes. She had one brother who died at 75 with a history of dementia. Her husband died at age 78 from cancer of the esophagus. Of her 6 children, one died at age 17 with pneumonia. One died at age 68 with heart failure. One is age 73 and healthy, son. One daughter, age 75, healthy, asthma. One daughter, age 71, healthy. One daughter, age 64, also healthy. New paragraph. She reports a family history of arthritis, asthma, cancer, chemical dependency. A son with convulsions. Mother and brother with diabetes, father and daughter with heart disease, stroke, no reported history, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness. One son has epilepsy. New paragraph. Education. She completed high school in 1943. Social history and health habits. She was married and widowed. She takes alcohol rarely, not any now, prior, twice a year. She smoked cigarettes in the past, not currently. She uses no recreational substances. She's not living with a significant other. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns. She is, quote, not working, unquote. Serious illnesses and injuries. She was treated for cervical cancer in 1968 with resolution. Operations and hospitalizations. She had a 2-pint transfusion in April of 2020. as 2020. Partial hysterectomy, 1978, good outcome. Anal growth removal, 2006, fair outcome. She denies having any prolonged hospitalizations for care. She was treated for seizure in May of 2021, pneumonia in December 2019 with good outcomes. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, sometimes she experiences blurred vision. She has noted a change and reduced sense of taste and smell. She feels depressed nervousness, transient dizziness, chronic fatigue, reduced concentration, disequilibrium, reduced hearing, memory loss, tinnitus, at times slurred speech, rarely stuttering. New paragraph, head. She denied a history of neuralgia, unusual headaches, fainting, blackouts, or other altered mental status, or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. She denied symptoms of her back and arms. She reported some stiffness in her shoulders. New paragraph, middle back. She denied symptoms. Shoulders, she reported sometimes sore intermittent pain. They could occur frequently, medium in severity, radiation to her upper neck at times, with paresthesias, relieved by stretching without weakness. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she reported tingling, sometimes stiffness in her hips, relieved by movement. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she reported numbness sometimes. Without certain relief. Pain on the bottom of the feet is intermittent. She experiences corns and reduced an atrophy at the bottom of the feet, with her symptoms occurring most of the time, median severity, without radiation, without paresthesias, and relieved with ambulation. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. She denied a history of unusual headaches, visual difficulty with diplopia or nystagmus, facial weakness or difficulty with chewing, swallowing, or phonation. She denied a history of tremor. New paragraph. She denied persistent neuromuscular weakness, although she does describe chronic fatigue. New paragraph. She denied unusual or vacillating paresthesias, but gives a history suggesting possible cervical radiculopathy. New paragraph. She denied serious ataxia, but has experienced some falls at home. New paragraph. She has a history of recent seizures of uncertain etiology. New paragraph. Neurological examination, general appearance. Imaging cut birth at age 94 appears younger than her stated age. Her thinking is otherwise focused, logical, gory, and inappropriate for the clinical circumstances, with reduced immediate, recent, and remote memories to questioning. Her thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and without unusual ideation, but possibly some reduction in insight. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12. The extraocular movements are full. The pupils are reactive to light and accommodation normally. No facial motor asymmetry or obvious weakness, tremulousness. Sensation is preserved. Tongue is in the midline. The oropharynx is average. Malpati estimated 2 to 3. Tongue is protrudes in the midline with atrophy deviation, without atrophy deviation or fasciculations. New paragraph. Motor examination demonstrates some age-related appearing abiotrophy, but otherwise with preserved strength bilaterally, proximally, and distally. Sensory examination is otherwise intact to pin-touch temperature, vibration, simultaneous stimulation, with her deep-tended reflexes being preserved at the patellar, reduced at the Achilles, no exacerbated reflexes, no clonus. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes shows bilateral palmomental signs, equivocal Babinski signs. New paragraph, cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing shows preserved rapid alternating successive movements with some bradykinesia in fine motor speed, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers, does not demonstrate significant inducible neuromuscular stiffness or cogwheeling. New paragraph, for ambulatory examination by observation is preserved with slight ataxia. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Gene cut birth was suffered the sudden and acute onset of possibly recurrent epilepsy at home, transported to Enloe Hospital, where she underwent a diagnostic evaluation that was not disclosing for obvious focal epileptiform activity or ongoing seizures in standard EEG. New paragraph, imaging studies show advanced cerebral degeneration with cerebral atrophy and secondary ventricular enlargement consistent with degenerative brain disease. New paragraph, recommendations. In consideration of her history of possible epilepsy and cerebral degeneration, we will ask her to complete the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health for a broader evaluation of her capacity. New paragraph. We will schedule her for advanced high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging for more definitive evaluation of her cerebral degeneration and atrophy. New paragraph. A follow-up high-resolution 3D SPECT imaging study will be ordered at the UC Davis Imaging Center for evaluation of a possible epileptiform focus to confirm or help exclude an ongoing seizure disorder. New paragraph, certainly Mrs. Cutbirth would probably like to discontinue her anticonvulsant regimen, but this time that does not appear to be warranted. New paragraph, since epilepsy is consistent with the development of cerebral degeneration, the onset of this disorder at her age with her findings may certainly be consistent with cerebral degeneration. New paragraph. I will see her back for reevaluation and follow-up with the results of her more advanced testing with further recommendations. New paragraph. And signed respectfully with my professional signature.
All right.